I always wanted a Luger. The Luger is a sexy object. There is something about that design that is genius and appealing. Randy Cohen. We don't have any say in the objects we find seductive. On the public radio show, Person, Place, Thing, February 15th, 2012. Within days of arriving at summer camp, it was clear I'd be forever consigned to right field, ignored by quarterbacks, left jiggling and huffing in the rear during capture the flag. At 5, I was the youngest kid ever at Sunapee, a pudgy, over-mothered cherub amid a tribe of lean savages. Though I'd begged to follow my brothers to camp, my first week in bunk 1 was a fog of humiliations large and small. I knew nothing of baseball, tits, or rock and roll. I was quick to tears. I wet the bed. At the end of the first week, I feigned illness for the raw relief of the cool, sympathetic touch of the nurse's hand on my forehead. At the edge of the woods loomed a mysterious monolith that was both exciting and vaguely disturbing. A giant white boulder, neatly cracked in two. It must have stood 5 feet high, much taller than my head. The two sides lay just far enough apart that a person could slip between them, and I occasionally saw bigger boys disappearing along the path through the rock. It appeared to be some kind of portal. One hot day in the second week of camp, Bunk One's counselor led the 10 of us through. The broken rock faces sparkled in the sunlight, and as we stepped in, a thick mantle of cool air enveloped us. I was disoriented for a moment, as though I'd entered into another dimension. Then the boy in front of me moved, the boy behind me shoved, and we emerged onto a sparsely wooded hillside. The ground sloped gently away, through white birch saplings, to a wooden platform floating on a sea of ferns. On the platform stood a big man with fists on his hips. We trotted down the path and clattered aboard. 5 urine-stained mattresses lay at the big man's feet. On the mattresses lay rifles. Real guns. It was 1961, and like many kids, I'd seen lots of gunfights on TV. I'd played cowboys with Mattel cap pistols and ambushed friends with primary colored squirt guns. These rifles, though, were long and serious-looking.